This episode was created with the support of Free FM, Hamilton, New Zealand's community access media organisation. Visit us at freefm.org.nz.
Wrestling up on Free FM, RFM, and MP. As always, I'm Grady, and live on Discord, we got Josh.
Hey.
Taking a look, NXT Stand and Deliver. We ran down the card last week. It is now time to take a look at those results. I don't even want to talk about the 10-person tag match on the pre-show, because my boys, The Birthright, who I thought maybe we were going to start something with, we're on the losing end, so I'm just going to move swiftly along and jump into the main card and talk NXT Women's Championship instead. We ended with the false finish last week on NXT. We posited it would probably be a triple threat, banged the nail on the head, and we posited we'd get a new champion, banged the nail on the head with that one too.
And also banged the head on the nail of who would end up winning it. I would say this was a great match, by the way. Great match. I think it was a perfect way to send JC off, and you can now move her to Raw or SmackDown and start building her there. It's beyond time to move on from JC. It's time to move her up, and it's Lola Vice's time.
Yeah, I think we've seen so much from Lola, be it on AAA, be it on NXT, that it is cool to give her the shot and let her run with it. It'll be interesting to see if Kendall picks up the chase immediately, or if they put that on the back burner a little bit.
Yeah,
and give somebody else an opportunity.
Yeah, it could definitely be interesting. It's also possible that they could, since Kendall and Ren Sinclair are still working together, you could have them work in the tag team division and just give an excuse to have the NXT, the tag team titles occasionally show up on NXT. This was perfect. And Lola is a double champion because she still has that tag title from AAA. So, it'll be fun watching this because watch her through the summer, see who they build towards her. My pick is Blake Monroe, despite what happens later in the show. That's my pick. I think SummerSlam time would be an excellent point to maybe pull the trigger on Blake Monroe. But knowing WWE, they'll probably just throw her on the main roster on Raw or SmackDown at WrestleMania. So, who knows?
Yeah, we are in that call-up period where things start to get a little bit murky. I think in terms of instant, Kendall, we already kind of had quite a few one-on-ones with Kendall and Lola, but chuck them in one more. You could do Fallon or Lainey. Trying to get revenge for JC, and ultimately not picking up the win. Maybe down the line we've got Blake Monroe, there's a couple others, but you don't know who's going up and who's staying down at this point, you know. Thought with Sol Ruka and Zarya, which is the next match we'll talk about, maybe Sol was heading off to the main roster there, but she's booked for this week on NXT as well. Don't know if she will be heading up sooner rather than later either. So there's a lot of people on that bubble right now, and that bubble is probably just your women's main event scene until somebody gets yoinked up out of it.
Yeah. And unfortunately, we're also, while you were talking about call-ups, there's also the other side of that coin. There is a pretty good chance that we probably see some releases too. The the post-Mania, yeah. Black Monday, Tuesday, whatever you want to call it. So, and that will, of course, open spots on the main roster. Or NXT, because a lot of, some of the times, the releases are just for NXT. So, but yeah, things are changing. Things are definitely changing. Soruka and Zarya was definitely a brutal match. I'm fine with it. I still think there might be an element that the reason they're doing everything with Soruka down there is to turn Zarya. Because things that happen in NXT doesn't have to apply to anything that they do on the main roster. So they can turn Zarya face and make Soruka the heel temporarily, and then she show up in Bizarro World on the main roster as the face, and not matter a thing.
Yeah, I think it'll be interesting to see where it all goes, right? Because obviously I want the rub of this feud to end up with Zarya, both from personal preference and in terms of what makes sense if Sol is going up. They could pivot and confuse us all and bring Zarya up. I think it would probably be a bit too soon for that personally, versus Sol, who's had that exposure at the Rumble, at Saturday Night Main Event, and probably, you know, deserves the shot to go up and see what we can do. And we know that a few of the women's divisions on the main rosters are lacking. I'm not saying to go put her in the women's United States title vortex, but she will have a home up there, I'm sure. As you said, match was good. Felt like, you know, with it just being a singles match, maybe you do have one more in them if you don't want to bring up Sol immediately. But we're going to have to see how the storytelling goes on NXT this week and how the storytelling goes in the next couple of weeks. We know Izzy Dame this week confronted Sol Ruka at the end of Stand or Deliver backstage, and they're going to go head-to-head this week. So I don't know. I don't really know what the future holds for everybody. It's kind of like we do our big pay-per-view, and typically it's the same weekend as WrestleMania, and we can start to pick around a few more things. But now we're in kind of a holding pattern for a couple more weeks until WrestleMania, and not always the call-ups happening on the week after WrestleMania either. So I'm going to shrug on that one a little bit. But we'll stick in the women's division. We'll go to the Women's North American Championship. You mentioned Blake Munro earlier. She came up to challenge Tatum Paxley in a losing effort. Tatum did get to hold on to her title and will hold it for a little bit longer.
Woo! I'm happy. Because honestly, I think, again, we've said it multiple times, we'd like to see Tatum hold the title for a couple months. So losing the Blake would not have been good here, but also this allows Blake to move up to start chasing after Lola, or be sent up to the main roster, depending on what they want to do with her. But I don't think Blake's hurt here, and it's all aboard the train for Tatum.
Yeah, I think that's the best part out of this for me. I think, if I recall correctly, what I said last week was that my heart wanted Tatum to win, but my head just couldn't shake the feeling they were going to hand it back to Blake. And so I got what I wanted, Tatum holding that title for a little bit longer. We'll see where the feud actually ends up going with Tatum. She's fought off Izzy Dame now. She's fought off Blake Munro. Maybe there's another one in there for Blake. Don't know, maybe there'll be a new challenger. There's obviously going to be a bit of a shake-up in that NXT women's division for sure.
Honestly, I think a person that could end up chasing after Tatum, we might have already talked about, in Zarya.
Yeah, it might spell disaster for Tatum. but we can see it. We definitely could see it. Flicking into tag teams, NXT Tag Team Championship was on the line. Vanity Project coming in to defend it, up against Los Americanos. Not that I expected, the main roster Los Americanos to pick up the titles, but They put on a good little match and showcase to the Vanity Project for sure.
Yeah, one of those situations where it's like, yeah, we kind of knew it, but yeah, it's definitely the benefit of, hey, these are our young guys from Evolve. Let's showcase them with guys that we know will put on a great match with them, and that's exactly what this whole thing was about.
And I think, you know, I was siding with Birthright and wanting them to get the match against Vanity Project with the new champ buff and with the fact that the Vanity Project would hold on to these championships. Los Americanos makes a bit more sense. Obviously, they weren't in the tournament bracket when we first discussed it. But yeah, get them to come up, have a bit of a showcase. I've seen a lot out of Jackson Drake, the leader of Vanity Project. The tag team I've less seen, with them coming up to NXT, so getting them a bit of time as well is good. And whether they do continue to interact with Ethan Page, with Ricky Saints, we'll have to see. And especially, you know, talking about call-ups, who really knows what's going to happen with that. And that will be the last match we're going to talk about. Actually, we got the NXT North American Championship match first, almost getting ahead of myself. Miles Bourne walking in as champion, very similar, getting himself a showcase against main roster talent Johnny Gargano.
I heard this was the best match of the night, which makes sense considering it was Johnny Takeover or Johnny Wrestling or whatever you want to call him versus somebody they're pushing up the cards and then the importance of the North American Championship. What can I say? It was a great match. The right person won. And if that is the last time we see Johnny Gargano, it was a way to shit a ball. But I don't know. It's very likely that if that's a way to reboot his character, that's a great way to do it. We'll just have to see with him. But Miles has definitely got that rocket pack to him.
Yeah, I definitely want to shout out Miles. He's someone that we saw something in. And I think now's the time to, you know, you got that spark. Let's let the fire catch. Because there's definitely work to be done there. I'm not saying that, you know, he's a perfect package, ready to go, main roster, let's go. But this is, NXT is the place. You build him, you get his confidence up, you build those character traits that people can get behind. And then, you know, when he's a full package, ready to go, we ship him on up. The other side of the coin with Johnny Gargano, as you say, there's contract stuff floating around. If he chooses not to stay, he chooses not to stay, right? That is entirely Johnny's decision. If he does decide to stick with WWE, there is plenty of ways now with his character. They did put him in a funk, then they had him have this match. It does appear as though it broke him out. He got to see the old Johnny come out. He could stick around in NXT for a little bit of a tour. He could pop back up to the main roster and jump into a mid-card championship feud. We could see him maybe enter the Andre the Giant Memorial Battle Royal and do well in that. There's a few options floating around, and some of them are going to be up to Johnny, and some of them are going to be up to WWE. But ultimately, just want Gargano to do what makes Gargano happy, really. And what makes me happy was watching this match, so hey. And I'm sure what made you happy was the Fatal 4-Way main event for the NXT Championship. Joe Hendry walking in as champion, Ricky Saints, Ethan Page, and Tony D'Angelo standing across from him, and we have a new champion.
And I'm perfectly fine with it. I like Tony D'Angelo. And as we've been talking the last few weeks, we felt that his change in his character, change in his music, was setting him up for this moment.
Mm-hmm.
He became more of a serious wrestler, became a more serious threat. And ultimately, if Joe Hendry was going to fall, it was to be to Tony D'Angelo. It was not going to be to anyone else in this match.
100%. I think when we looked at it last week, you know, we're not going to bounce the title back to Ricky. It's not Ethan here. Those two clearly have some friction between them. It was either going to be a Joe Hendry retention or a Tony's time to win, and this makes sense. I think it was cool to give Hendry a run with the NXT championship, but it did always feel like he was destined for the main roster, similar to Sol Ruka. We've seen him showcased up there. We've seen him in Rumbles. We've seen him on main events, Saturday Night Main Events. It's a matter of time. And whether it's immediately following WrestleMania in a couple weeks, whether it's he's going to have a quick little feud with Tony D'Angelo on his way out the door, whether it's at SummerSlam, Joe's on his way to the main roster.
Yep. And fun fact, he is the first person in NXT history to be considered a Grand Slam champion because of that dang Heritage Cup.
Look, we don't talk about the Heritage Cup, okay? Hey. The Heritage Cup is the bane of my existence.
It's even worse for me. But yeah, it's a pretty cool accolade, though, for him. And, mm-hmm. I mean, this guy, I think, has a lot of potential. It's interesting to see where they go with him. But I'd be fine with him having the title for a couple months. And then we'll see where we're standing. Maybe at that point, Miles Bourne will have lost the North American Championship and be ready to become the NXT champion.
For sure. I think there's going to be no shortage of people chomping at Tony D'Angelo's heels. There was a moment there where I was a little worried about what they were going to do up towards the top of the card, especially when you had the ladder match that Joe Hendry did end up winning, and it had a lot of rookie talent, a lot of people we hadn't seen before. But then this match kind of waylays those concerns. You know, you see, you know, there's at least four solid talents up the top. Some may be going up, some may be sticking around. You've showcased Miles Bourne, you know, there's another one there. And it's only going to take a few weeks, really, to fully build people. Dark State have taken a tumble. They seemingly are trying to rebuild. We'll see what happens with them. We'll see what happens with the Birthright. There's a few people that are either going to come up or they're going to fall straight back down. And NXT is the place to do that. Well, we are going to go into our entrance theme of the week a little bit over halfway. But it is our new NXT Women's Champion, Lola Vice. Uno, dos, tres, cuatro. If you want to come get it. On Free FM, RFM, and MPR. I'm Grady, he's Josh. Moving on from NXT, taking a look at SmackDown and Raw, the main roster. A lot going on as we build towards WrestleMania, and I don't want to preempt our WrestleMania preview show, which we'll talk about next week, but there are some things definitely to talk about. And the first one is I got to bring it up, right? Randy Orton made a phone call. We were uncertain who it was, maybe some people involved in the feud, some People thought the impossible option of Ted DiBiase Jr. was never happening. Turns out he calls Pat McAfee. There's a workshoot promo on from Pat about hating how WWE has gotten. And now he's in Randy's corner, I guess, at WrestleMania.
I don't have as bad a problem with it as many people seem to have with it. I like Mac Pat. And if you think that this was they needed something to maybe get an edge for Orton, because nobody was booing Orton. And so if that's where the direction you want to go, then yeah, Pat can easily turn the charm on and make people hate him if he wants to. It's part of his old thing when he was in professional football. And not to mention the fact that that ESPN is clearly pushing the fact that they have the pay-per-views, and they're going to be airing matches on the actual television channel, not just the app for WrestleMania. So having like their biggest like top person that's not Stephen A. Smith being able to push that direction also is part of my marketing for WrestleMania.
Yeah. I think being in New Zealand on the other side of the world missed some of that context. You know, to most of us over here, Pat McAfee, only really seen him in the wrestling and the podcasting sphere. And yeah, personally, I don't even know if we have ESPN. I'm sure we probably do, but don't know if it's as big of a thing over here. I do think that this feud needed a bit of heat under it. I think it was a little bit hurt with tossing the title to Drew, bringing it back, not really knowing where we were going for WrestleMania, but we know the path now, and we know that Randy is getting more and more vengeful and more angry and listening to the voices more and more. But ultimately, we'll see how it all goes at WrestleMania, really. The match will be good between the two of them. I don't need 50 million interferences for heat. One or two, I don't need 50 million. And then talking about some things that may not make it to WrestleMania, we got The Miz, we got Danhausen. I know you've talked about before wanting to see them end up in a tag team. Well, for now, they're continuing their shenanigans, Danhausen accidentally cursing the referee, leading to Priest R-Truth retaining or winning against The Miz and Kit Wilson.
Danhausen is just money. That human money. I love the stuff that Miz is doing. The way The Miz has shoved people in front of him when he's trying to curse them. Including the funny stuff with the ref, and then him, and then Danhausen happened to uncurse him, and stuff like that. It's just brilliant. I'm fine with them not doing the match at WrestleMania. You can still milk him these little segments and stuff to get us to Clash in Paris or whatever, Clash in Italy. Sorry. And then we could have his first match there or something. But Danhausen is a character that doesn't really need to wrestle in WWE. Eventually he will, but he doesn't have to. And that's the beauty of it.
Yeah, and I want to jump over to Raw and stick with the Danhausen side of things. We know iShow Speed has been pleading with him, begging to him, you know, please uncurse me. The demands are getting smaller. There is a possibility he does get uncursed, but for now, he does find himself accidentally involved in a WrestleMania match with The Vision. LA Knight showing up on his stream and throwing him at the camera. There's a lot that iShow Speed is accidentally getting flung into thanks to the curse from Danhausen.
Yeah, it'll be interesting seeing how this works and stuff. It is what it is with iShow Speed, but at least he's like he's like working with them, he's promoting them, he's at least showing respect. And that's all I can really ask for a celebrity. Anything they do in the ring or on a microphone is gravy as long as they're respectful.
Yeah, and I think I've said it before. I don't know if I 100% did, but him continuing the gimmick and continuing the shtick on his stream is great. You know, it's going to get people who maybe watch his stream and want to tune in to WrestleMania, at least his match of WrestleMania, which if I recall is one of the ones that's getting on ESPN as a part of WrestleMania. So it's hopefully getting new eyes in, and he is one of the preferred on my part celebrity involvements in terms of he does sell. He makes it, you know, it's not somebody showing up and being like, I can do this. It is somebody showing up and going, I don't want to be here. I am out of my league. I am not a wrestler. I don't want to do this, Logan. And then gets speared in half by Bron Breakker. And then I'm assuming is going to get many a super kicks heading his way at WrestleMania. And I think it's a fresh perspective from some of the other celebrity involvements that rock up, train really hard and put on, you know, banger matches. That's one style, but I do like a bit of a change up sometimes. And talking about a bit of a change up, last thing, we've only got like 30 seconds left. Rey Mysterio, he's back, he's uninjured, and he's found his way into that Intercontinental title ladder match. Do you think we're going to end at these six competitors? Do you think we're going to fit in a couple more?
I would say if we were going to fit in more, it would have been on the promotional images that showed up when each day which match is going on which day. So I think we're capped. I know you've been wanting a couple of the Triple A guys.
Hmm. Yeah, I'll withhold my statement because we do have the Vikingo match coming up this week, I think. And maybe that can end dodgily. We'll see. I've given up my hope on Rey Fénix getting into the match, but my hope for at least one Triple A guy is still alive. There's just the little ember of hope. Well, that is all we have time for this week. It's been great talking to you.
Maybe.
And visit our Facebook page, facebook.com/WrestlingRNDOpera, twitter.com/WrestlingRNDOpera, youtube.com/WrestlingRNDUp. And we'll see you next week looking ahead for our preview of WrestleMania 42. The prize right in front of my eyes, and taking up the sky's the limit, got no time to waste. Tonight's the big goal, strike quick but creep slow. The competition is absent the moment that we show. Countdown from 3, go, press X to reload. Deadly still try to topple the kingdom that we own. Outnumbered but outgunning, we're fearless and crowd stunning. Never, ever... This Free FM podcast was brought to you with support from New Zealand On Air.